Thanks for calling the NEC Baby Formula Helpline. My name is John. I am speaking to you on a recorded line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good afternoon. Is this Nija?
This is Nija, yes.
Nija, nice to meet you. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the baby formula lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
I've already met the criteria.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a set of questions and to see if you do meet the criteria. If so, then I will get you signed up so you can participate and receive a settlement from the lawsuit. I'm assuming you're a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
And how old is your baby today?
He's 6.
This is your son? He's 6 years old?
Yes.
And since he was born premature, what was his gestational age at birth? How many weeks was he born?
32.
32 weeks. And what was his weight?
3 pounds and like 6 ounces.
3 pounds, 6 ounces. Okay. And then how long was your baby, your son, in the hospital for between the time he was born and the time he was first allowed to come home?
It was about a month.
About a month, okay. And mm-hmm. during that 1 month period, assuming he was fed baby formula in the form of like cow's mm-hmm. milk, was your baby diagnosed mm-hmm. with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd like to establish the date that he was diagnosed with NEC. So I'll start with his date of birth. What is that, please?
His date of birth is 11/17/2017.
So he's 7 years old today? Oh, he's about to
no,
turn
he's
seven.
No, six. Yeah.
That's right. He's six, about to turn seven. Okay. And then was his diagnosis made before he was discharged?
Yes.
Okay, so it was within that first 30 days that he was born?
Yes.
Okay, and then so how old was he, or what was the date of diagnosis? I should ask you that.
December 2nd of 2017.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. So December 2nd, 2017, he was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Nija, did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Not yet.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And sadly, your son was diagnosed with NEC. Does at age 6 today, going on 7, does he have any ongoing problems, medical problems that could be attributed to his neck diagnosis? For example, does he have any ongoing GI problems?
Yes.
He does. I'm sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you have any medical records to show the diagnosis?
The hospital does. I don't have them on me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. And then your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on December 2nd, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And was that diagnosis made before he was provided formula or fortifier at the hospital?
No, it was after the fact.
Okay, and did he develop NEC more than 7 days from being first exposed to the formula, or was it less than 7 days?
I believe it was less than 7 days.
Okay. And then what is the name of the hospital your son was born at?
He was born at Novant Health.
And where's that located?
Up here. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. I can't even talk. I forgot what I was about to say.
Okay. So he was born at Novant Medical uh-huh. Center in Charlotte, North uh-huh. Carolina?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know what the street name that hospital?
Oh, I do not.
Is it Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center?
Yes.
Let's see here. Yeah, no, I'm Sorry, I'm doing a Google search to find
No,
the
you're
address
fine.
for this hospital.
Okay.
I've got Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center on 200 Hawthorne Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina,
Yep.
28204. That's the hospital he was born at.
Yes.
Is that also the hospital that made the diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
Wakefield North, because we had to come back home. We was actually going through Charlotte, and I had to stop and have him. The date that we were released, we did go come back to Raleigh, and actually the date we got back, I had to take him straight to the emergency room where he stayed.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nigel. Let me. I gotta get these set of facts clarified so I understand them correctly. Your
Yeah.
son was born November 17th at Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center in Charlotte, and he was there at that hospital for about a month.
Not at that hospital. No, that's where he was born. You asked me where he was born.
Yeah.
He was born at Novant. We came home because you only
Oh,
are in the
sorry.
hospital for a day or two.
Okay, so he was only in the hospital for a day or two.
Yes, and then we came home. We had to come back to Raleigh because we didn't live in Charlotte. So we came back to Raleigh, and upon the travel back home is when I realized something just wasn't right with him. So as soon as we got back into Raleigh, North Carolina, is when I took him to the emergency room, and from there, that's when he stayed for a month.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so he was born at Novant Health
Sorry, it
Presbyterian.
wasn't clear.
No,
Yes.
that's fine. Let me get this clear squared away here. Okay. Okay, and then so he was diagnosed at a different hospital. What was the name of that hospital?
Yes. Wake Med North.
And that's in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes. I'm not sure of the physical like number, but I know it falls as a new
Okay, that's exactly what I have. Okay.
yeah.
I have 10,000 Falls in the Noose Road in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27614. And that's the hospital that made the diagnosis. And that diagnosis
Yes.
was made after he was discharged from the hospital, from the hospital he was born at.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of formula that was used at the hospital that he was born at?
Similac
Okay, all right. Thank you. And then because your son's a minor, he could not file a claim or participate in this lawsuit on his own, but you're his mother and legal
Correct.
guardian and you could.
Yes.
Okay, and he's still with us today.
Yes, thank
Okay.
God.
And you do,
Yes.
yes, indeed. And then you do have the authority to sign on his behalf because you're not just his mother, but also his legal guardian. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then your son was born at 32 weeks gestational age.
Yes.
Okay, and his diagnosis was post-hospital discharge. In other words, when he was born at that hospital, the Presbyterian one, he was actually discharged in 2 days, a day or two later.
Yes.
And then he stayed home, and then you had medical complications and had to bring him back to the hospital. That's when he was diagnosed on
Yeah,
December
we didn't
2nd.
make it. We didn't make it home. It was from our trip from Charlotte to Raleigh, and then I noticed like he was throwing up. He was crying. He wouldn't stop crying.
We'll
His
talk about
stomach was
that.
really,
Sorry,
really hard.
sorry,
Okay.
sorry, sorry to interrupt you, but we'll talk about that in a moment.
No, you're fine.
He's
Okay.
6 years of age. Do you have a copy of
Yes.
his birth certificate?
I do.
Okay, good. And then is there anyone else that you know that is a premature baby diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis because of cow's milk formula or fortifier?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's all right. And your son's a male and he's single, correct?
Yeah, he better
Okay.
be.
That's right. And how do you spell his first name, please?
N as in Nancy, Y apostrophe R I E.
Okay. Is there a capital R?
Yes, the R is capital, sorry.
Okay, it's all right. So it's NY apostrophe capital RIE. So it's Nyree. Okay. And does
Yes.
he have a middle name?
Jabari, J-A-B-A-R-I.
Okay. There's one R?
Yes, just one.
Okay, J-A-B-A-R-I. And his last name?
Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M.
Okay, I-N-G-R-A-M. Is that the name
that's
also on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me here. Bear with me here. I'm just doing a copy and paste.
Yes.
He was asking for this information twice. One moment, please.
Okay.
Ingram is I-N-G-R-A-M.
R-A-M.
Okay, I-N-G-R-A-M. Does he have a suffix,
yes,
like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now, I will be preparing a medical, an authorization to release medical records to have you sign.
Okay.
And on that authorization,
okay,
I've got to list his name and his social security number. So that way the medical,
okay,
staff know, like, which medical records we're getting.
Which
from
one?
The proper person, yeah. So can you provide me,
mm-hmm,
his full social security number?
I don't have it with me, and that's not something I have remembered. I'm just getting off of work. I'll be home in about 10 minutes.
Do you know at least the last four?
I'm going to be honest, I don't.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't.
You're driving home right now?
Yes.
Okay, great. But it should take us, I'll have 10 minutes worth of questions. So by the time you get home, you'll have that information ready. All right, we can skip his information. And now we can go to your information because you're filing the claim for him. Nija's N-I-J-A. And your last name, is it Heedley? H-E-A-D-L-E-Y?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle name, Nija?
Mm-hmm. Marie.
M-A-R-I-E?
Correct.
Do you have a suffix to your name? Do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then your marital status?
Mm-hmm. Single.
Okay, thank you. And your gender is,
mm-hmm,
female, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your social security number, please.
028-689863.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 028-689863.
Yes.
Okay, great. And your date of birth, please?
11/26/1987.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. November 26/1987, 1987.
Yes.
Okay, great. I have an email address that came over with your file. It's nijaheedley@gmail.com. It's spelled just like your first and last name at Gmail. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
A copy of the forms that you'll be signing will be sent to your email address. And then this phone number that appears on caller ID, 704-273-8860. This is your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The law firm is going to want to do a case verification call. They want to take a minute or two of your time to verify with them, that your son was born premature, that he was exposed to a formula or fortifier made from cow's milk, and then later diagnosed with NEC. It is very quick.
Okay.
It only takes a few minutes. Once they hear from you that you can verify those facts, then they can actually start working on your case. They'll call you, all right?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And would afternoons be the best time that you can be reached?
Yes.
Okay. So once you and I are done with signing up, remember they're going to call you sometime between now and the next 14 days to do that verification call.
Okay.
I'll tell you the name of the firm when we finish our call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And now what is your address, please?
It's 11710. Mezzanine, that's M as in Mary, E-Z-Z-A, N as in Nancy, I, N as in Nancy, E, Drive, and that's Unit 114, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27614.
Okay, just to confirm that I have it correct, I have 11710 Mezzanine Drive, Mezzanine, Unit 114, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27614.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you are able to provide official documents that establish the parent-daughter relationship, that be the birth certificate and a government-issued ID?
Yes.
Okay, and your name is listed as mom on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it's Nyjah Healy? Healy?
Yes.
And then is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
Lorenzo.
Is that
Ingram?
L-O-R-E-N-Z-O? Lorenzo?
Yes.
And Ingram? Yes. I-N-G-R-A-M?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Okay. Are you aware of any family history of drug or alcohol abuse?
No.
Did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And your son was born premature?
Mm-hmm.
And he was born in the state of, let's see, what was that? North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And was your son diagnosed with NEC while in the NICU?
No, not while in the NIC unit.
Okay. Okay. So his diagnosis was not in the neonatal intensive care unit?
No.
Okay, that's fine. All right. And then you said his weight was 3 pounds, 6 ounces?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then when did he start being fed formula or fortifier? Approximate
In the NIC unit, so the November 17th, because he went straight to the NIC unit after I birthed him. So
they
wouldn't allow him to come and breastfeed him.
Okay. And then when did he stop being fed formula fortifier?
I say it had to be about around the time he was diagnosed, like December 2nd.
December 2nd, okay.
Because we didn't know what was going on.
That's right. And then when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula your son received and his diagnosis of NEC? When did you realize that he may have developed neck because of the baby formula?
I was watching television, and all the things that she was explaining, I'm like, oh, God, this is all the stuff that my son's been going through.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
And I'm like,
when was that television?
So it was like a big shock. Oh, I say about maybe like a month or two ago, I had seen it.
So can I put for 2 months ago, July of this day, 29th of 2024?
Yeah, we could say that's about this. Yeah.
And then what was the time between usage and injury? He was born November 17th. It was just under 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was very fast.
Okay. Was your son fed breast milk prior to formula?
No. He got formula first.
And he was fed formula or fortifier while at the hospital?
Yes.
And then what symptoms did your son experience after being exposed to the cow's milk formula? Did he have a low body temperature?
Low body temperature, bloody stool.
Uh-huh.
His stomach had swole up like a basketball was in it.
Okay.
It was very hard, constipation, crying excessively till he had no voice.
Okay. Did your son have green vomit?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have sleep apnea?
I would say yes, because he, especially at night, he would not sleep.
Okay.
I
Did he
think
have
that was when he was experiencing most pain.
Hypotension, which is a lower than normal blood pressure?
No, not that I can remember now.
Did he have a lower than normal heart rate? That would be bradycardia.
At the time of birth, yes.
Okay, what about after he was exposed to the cow's milk formula? Did he have bradycardia then?
No.
Okay.
No.
But he did have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And did he have trouble feeding?
Yes. Still
Okay.
to this day, we do.
Oh, I'm sorry. And did he have constipation?
Yes, still to this day.
Okay. Was he lethargic?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he have a diarrhea or dark bloody stools? Or both?
Yes,
Okay.
both.
Okay. Just to recap the symptoms your son regrettably experienced after being exposed to the formula would have been low body temperature, green vomit, sleep apnea, swollen red and tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and dark bloody stools. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah.
thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome. One moment, please.
Y'all get out my way. I'm trying to get home.
And then you don't have medical records, but do you believe that the hospital does have the records available?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what do you think your how your son was treated for NEC? Do you know if the medical staff administered antibiotics to treat him?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you know if they had to do a blood transfusion?
No, they didn't.
Okay. What about assisted ventilation or assisted breathing?
When he was in the NIC unit, yes, they did have to do that.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And then did he have any surgery performed, like a laparotomy or ostomy surgery?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know if they had to do an ostomy surgery, like attach an ostomy bag?
No.
Do you think they used a Penrose drain during surgery? That's like a rubber, soft rubber plug that's inserted in the wound to drain fluids.
I believe they did. I
Okay.
believe they did.
And then what about a PICC line? That's used to like, it's like a catheter that's used to administer like fluids,
Yeah.
or, okay, very good. Okay,
Y'all really get confused. I'm listening.
to summarize what treatments your son had to undergo would have been antibiotics, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, laparotomy, that's the stomach surgery, as well as a PICC line. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then when was your son last treated for any NEC related issues? Would that been when he was allowed to come home?
When he had his surgeries and stuff, he still had a gastric doctor up until maybe 4.
Okay, 4 years of age?
Yeah, he still had a
Okay.
gastric doctor.
Okay, so that would have been like 2021.
Yep.
Okay. So, our best guess of the date that your son was last treated for NEC would have been November 17th, 2021, roughly 4 years from his birth date. Okay. And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed NEC? The doctor that made the diagnosis?
Oh, give me one second. I can think. Give me one second.
Sure. Okay.
Oh God. Her name was Jennifer. Jennifer Rochette.
Dr. Jennifer Rochette. Can you spell Rochette for me?
R as in Roger, O C H E, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E.
Okay. And that doctor would have been at Wake Med North Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I found her.
Awesome. Hot out here.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm hot.
I have a phone number I found from the internet. Let me see here. Actually, let me try this. Wake Med North Hospital. Sorry, I'm actually just doing some research on the internet to find the phone number. The phone number to
Okay.
Wake Med North Hospital is area code 919-350-8000.
Yep,
okay.
That's it.
And that's the number we're going to use for contact for Dr. Rochette, because she's affiliated with
Okay.
Wake Med North, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is Dr. Rochette also the same doctor she's that treated her, your daughter? I mean, your son?
Yes.
Okay.
Understand why y'all leave these lights on in this house like this.
Do you know what bell stage of NEC your son had? Stage one would have been suspected. Stage two is definite or confirmed, and then stage three is advanced. Did the medical staff tell you what stage of NEC they diagnosed?
I think it was two.
Okay. And that would include symptoms like bloody stool, bloating, and surgery.
Yeah, probably an air conditioner in the dishwasher. Well, I don't know. Listen, honey, I don't know. It's hot out there. I was sitting on the car.
So for this question, about Bell stage, I put unsure, but thinks it was Bell stage two with symptoms that included bloody stool, bloating, swelling, and surgery. Does that sound right to you? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then how is your son doing today?
He's doing a lot better.
Okay.
We have got him on a regimen of Miralax and things like that to help him use the bathroom. My biggest issue and concern is he doesn't eat a lot of different things. And I think it's due to, being scared to poop.
Okay. Okay.
Or things like that. So for the most part, he doesn't really eat a lot. And he's a tiny little thing, little skinny little thing, because he won't eat. So, but other than that, he's doing okay.
Okay. Overall, doing well, but does have ongoing GI issues, which includes trouble
Yes.
feeding and constipation. Okay. Does he have any on required medical care because of his diagnosis?
No, just because over time, we've done stomach flushing and all that good stuff at the hospital. So, I just try to make sure I keep him regulated so we won't have any more continuous issues. So at least twice a week, just prescribed by the doctor, I give him a cup of Miralax,
Okay.
just
Okay.
so that we can make sure he's going to the bathroom.
Okay. So aside from over-the-counter medicines, he doesn't require any medical care, ongoing medical care?
No.
Okay.
No. Ooh. Goodness.
Okay, great. All right, we're getting close to wrapping up here. Nigel, the
Okay.
law firm does
And I'm
request.
home.
Okay, perfect. You were you able to find the Social Security number for your son? Okay,
Yes.
perfect. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 635
Okay.
881-2405.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that from the beginning?
Sure. 635
Okay. Okay.
2405.
Okay, let me repeat that to you to make sure that I have it correct. 635-812405.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I'll use someone in the house.
They live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and the name of that person, please.
First name, LaKendrick, LaKendrick.
Okay, is the K in Kendrick capitalized?
Yes.
Okay, LaKendrick, and then his last name?
Hopkins, Hopkins.
Okay, and then his phone number, please.
Let me pull it up. It's goodness. 252-290-0434.
Okay, and this is his relationship to you?
Boyfriend.
Okay, and he does live with you?
Yes.
Okay, so he shares the same address. All right, let me just copy
Yes.
the address you're at. And again, you're at 11710 Mezzanine Drive, Unit 114.
Correct.
Thank you. And that's Raleigh, North Carolina. And the zip code was 27614.
27614.
Thank you. Okay, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. I'll be sharing with you the name of the firm once we go to signing. Our final step is to sign the legal agreement that authorizes the firm to represent you and work on your behalf to get a settlement from the makers of the baby formula. You'll also be signing an authorization to release medical records. Even though you and I are just about to finish, and we'll be finished when we finish this, when we do the signing, there's, remember, there's still going to be the case verification call that'll occur sometime between now and the next 14 days. So be on the lookout for that call. I want to just confirm my work to make sure it's accurate before I send you the forms to sign. I'll start with your son, Nyree Jabari Ingram. We've confirmed the spelling of his first name, middle and last name. We've confirmed his social. He was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis after being born. He was born November 17, 2017. He's age 6, about to turn 7. When he was born, he was at 32 weeks. He was born at Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center on Hawthorne Lane in Charlotte, but he was later diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on December 2nd, 12/2, 2017, at Wake Med North Hospital on 10,000 Falls of Neuse Road in Raleigh. That was that diagnosis was made after he was provided formula. And we believe that his diagnosis was within 7 days of his first exposure to the formula. It was Similac that was provided. You are the mother and legal guardian. Your name is Nyjah Marie Headley, single female. We've confirmed your social. We confirmed your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address as well as phone number. We've confirmed your address, including unit 114. Everything looks good.
Awesome.
So I'm now going to be preparing the forms for you to sign, and you're going to be sent a text message, which will include the link to the forms to sign electronically. I'll tell you when they're sent. And have you ever signed electronic forms using your phone before?
Yes.
Okay, great. It'll go smoothly then. I'm actually just looking at the agreement, making sure everything looks good, including the authorization to release medical records.
No problem.
Okay, everything looks good. By in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the to the legal forms to sign.
Okay, got it.
You got it? Okay, perfect. You'll click on that link and just follow through the prompts. And let me know if you have any questions.
No problem.
Just let me know when you're finished signing, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is wrong with this thing? I agree. This phone is trash.
Is it?
I broke it. Initials. Sign. Okay. And what's next? I signed, but it has a highlighted space for initials. Oh, okay. I did it right. Put something there. Finished. I'm done.
Okay, you're all done? Let me take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right.
Okay, yes, I can see that you completed.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I see that you have completed, Nyjah. And then what I'm going to do
Okay.
now is text you my name and contact information. So you'll always have a
Okay.
record of who the case intake specialist was that signed you up for this lawsuit.
Awesome.
And then I'll also text you the name of the law firm. Remember,
Okay.
the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker, and they're going to be calling you, as I said, in about between now and the next 14 days. So be on the
Okay.
lookout for a call. Bear with me here, okay?
Yeah. This is so off subject, but if you ever have a pot roast and a baked potato, some broccoli, and some cheese, just throw it in there. It's so good.
Oh, nice. I just sent you a text message with my contact information.
Got it.
And now I'm going to send you the name of the law firm, their website, and phone number.
Okay.
And that's been sent as well.
Got it.
You got it? Perfect. All
Yep.
right. Well, I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstance that brought us together, the fact that your son was diagnosed with NEC, but I am pleased that you allowed me to help you get signed up. And more importantly, I'm really pleased that you're about to obtain legal representation to help you get compensation in the form of damages for your son's exposure to the formula. If you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for your time, and I want to wish you a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much for your help, and you'd have a great day as well.
Thank you so much, Nyjah. You take care, okay? And bye.
You too. Bye-bye.